On this day, we thank you that Jesus Christ is King of all kings and Lord of all lords. We thank you that even now we can crown him as our King. Lord, we pray for all of those that are in need this day, especially do we think about all those that we just mentioned, and especially the families who have lost loved ones this past week. Lord, we pray that you would comfort them with the assurance that Jesus is still King and that he is still working out his purposes. And we pray that you'd bless us now as we worship you, and as our children lead us in worship, may we be willing to follow their lead as they point our attention toward Jesus Christ as our King. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. And now our children's ministries present the musical Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Jesus, we lift your name higher and higher. You are our risen King. You are Lord of all.
But not everyone who encountered Jesus recognized him as King. Not everyone could see that he was worthy of their praise and adoration.
Jesus knew this. He understood that he would be despised and rejected. He knew, and he came to earth anyway. He loved us that much.
His love, our Savior's love, is what we build our hope on. It is the cornerstone of our lives.
Jesus shows us who he is by his love, his words, and his miracles. However, many of the people he met face to face could not see that he was the King.
They did not understand that God the Father had sent him for their own salvation.
So Jesus, the one who came to bring life to all, gave up his life. The King of Heaven stood trial in a human court and was sentenced to death.
as if he was a criminal.
For a brief time, he put aside his heavenly crown and willingly wore a painful crown that was woven with thorns, hate, and mockery.
Today, that cruel crown is but a shadow. Today, we weave together crowns of praise and majesty and glory. Today, we crown our Lord with many crowns.
Nah.
was he rejected? Why did people mock him? Why couldn't they see who he truly was, their king?
Jesus carried the heavy wooden beams of the cross up the hill of Golgotha. A sign was nailed to the cross that read, "This is the King of the Jews."
Bearing all the shame and agony, the Son of God, the majesty of heaven, died for you and me.
Because of Jesus' obedient sacrifice, we are washed clean by his blood.
Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool."
Thank you.
The crown of thorns and the cross of Golgotha were not the end. On the first day of the week, Christ rose.
Jesus conquered death and the grave.
He ascended into heaven and as the reign as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
So let us crown him with many crowns. He is risen.
You all did a great job. Have a seat while I speak. It won't be that long, I promise. But they're tired. They've been working since 9:20 this morning. But I would like this time to say thank you to everyone for supporting the children this morning. They've worked very hard for the past several weeks along with us adults. And they did a great job. So hard work does pay off, kids. Thank you to all the parents, grandparents, family members, and friends that have made sure that your children have gotten to practice for the past several weeks. It's important that everyone is here, and I don't know if we had anyone absent except for a couple for middle school open house one day. So kids, what do you all tell your family and friends for bringing you?
Thank you.
All right. With that being said, the wonderful Wednesday program, if y'all notice, I never have anything. I usually just fly off the handle and say what is on my heart, but I wrote something out this time. So with that being said, the wonderful Wednesday program nor this musical could happen without some very special and talented ladies. So I would like to recognize this group at this time. I'm not musically talented, so if it wasn't for them, this would not come together. Betsy Adams, please stand. T.C. Faust. Rhonda Newland. And our youth helper, Lauren Bartley. Is Lauren here? I would also like to recognize Mickey McClure. Mickey McClure helped me with the older group every Wednesday this past year. So thank you, Mickey. Are you here? Please stand. And for each of you ladies and Lauren, there's a fern at the tomb for you. So please take it when you leave. I also have a card for you. But thank you so much to everyone for supporting the children's ministry at Graham Presbyterian Church. It means a lot. So thank you. And now you're going to hear from them once more before the service is over.
Oh, Lord, we give you thanks for what you have done for us in and through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, how it fills our hearts with joy to hear our children sing about what you have done and their love for you. May you continue to put that love in their hearts that they may share that with anybody in their life. We pray to your honor and glory through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. I'm so glad you came today, so glad you were here. The children will be outside to receive you, so make sure if you've got a moment, go by and encourage them. Tell them what a great blessing they were to you today. I tell you, the story of Jesus that they presented to us this morning, after this week losing three of our members and having three services and witness to the resurrection, it's just a reminder to me, we don't know how much time we have. But we do know this. This is our hope. Jesus died for our sins so that through his death we might be completely forgiven. And then he rose from the dead. And through his new life, we have new life. And friends, that is our only hope. So now as you go from this place, go with that hope. Go knowing that Jesus Christ indeed is the risen Lord, and that we can crown him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords as he reigns now and forevermore. Amen.